Shabbos, Parshas Matos, Masei, Tovshin, Samach, Tes. Perek Lamed Beis in Parshas Matos begins the story of the dialogue between Bnei God and Bnei Reuven with Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, they had a famous request, and that was they would like to opt for land with good pasture and larger areas for the Mikne Rav, for the great amount of flock that they had. Mikne Rav, Bnei Reuven, Bnei God, Otsum, Oid, they had a lot of cattle, and therefore they saw that Eretz Yazer and Eretz Gilad was a Mokoy Mikoy Mikne. They said, this is good land, we'd rather stay Transjordan instead of going over to Eretz Yisrael. So Vayavayu Pasuk Beis, Vayavayu Bnei God, Bnei Reuven, Himra, Almeshu, Velolazar, Akoyen, Velenseya, Yidolaymar, Atorois, Vedivoin, Vayazer, Venimro, Vecheshboin, Velolay, Usavom, Unavoy, Uvaoin. They mention all these cities. Horas, Asherhika, Hashem, Vnei Adasrael, Eretz Miknehi. This is good land for our cattle, Velavodach, Mikne, and that's exactly what we have a lot of. So therefore, they said, let us get this as an inheritance, al tavireinu esayardin. So Moshe Rabbeinu suspects that what they were trying to do is get out of fighting the battle with the 31 kings in Canaan, and that's what they don't want to go. So he brings up this subject to them. He says that, you know what happened to the Meraglim when they went in and they were scared of what would be inside. You want that to be the same fate? Those were your parents, those are the generations before you, they were all killed out. And Bnei God and Reuven says, no, that's not what we want to do. We jumped now to Pasuk Tezayin. After Moshe Rabbeinu's reproach, we jumped to Pasuk Tezayin, Vayishu Eilo Vayemru. They came to Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, Gidrei Tzai Nivna Lugnenu Pai Varon Lotapainu. We just want to first build corrals and pens for our sheep, and we want to build cities for our children. But v'anachnu, we're ready to go to battle. Necholeitz chushim lefnei bnei Yisrael, will take up arms and go in front and fight the battle as well. Noi loy noshev el batenu, we won't return at his nachel bnei Yisrael ish nachalos until everybody has been settled in. They're basically willing to go the 7 years plus 7 years, 14 years of kibush v'chilek aretz, of conquering and dividing up the land, and then we'll go back home. That's what they said. So Moshe Rabbeinu then said, oh, if you want to do that and you're ready to go to war, fine. So he made this condition, he made this special Tanai Kofel with them and told them to do that. So Rashi points out already, it's based on a medrash or two. Rashi in Pasuk Tezayin points out something about Bnei God and Bnei Reuven, that they said, no, we just want to build places for our cattle and places for our children. And here we see that they put the cattle before the children. And Rashi makes a note of this. It seems like they took more concern about their money, about their flock, about their business. They put their business before their own family. Well, first we have to set up our business and take care, and then we're going to deal with our children as well. You're switching it around. And that's what we see. Rashi quotes the pasuk in Chof Dalid. Moshe Rabbeinu told them, in part of his condition, he told them, "Benu lachem aron l'tapchem." First, you build cities for your children, u'gedei reis l'seinachem, and then you build these pens for your sheep. And if you read further, the Torah says, "Indeed, vayemer b'nei God b'nei Reuven Moshe leima avodecha yasu kasher adoni mitzaveh." We will do exactly as you said. You're right. We made this mistake. First they put their children and their wives and then their flock. So that's the simple pshat, that they didn't have their priorities in order. Moshe Rabbeinu corrected them. Rabbi Yosef Salant in the Bar Yosef says, there has to be something more subtle than this. We're talking about people who went through the Midbar, who lived with miracles, with the Mon and the Be'er, people who were guided and led by Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam, that they should be so shallow, you know. First we'll take care of it, as if like they didn't hear what they were saying, that first putting their sheep before their children and their families, says perhaps there's a more subtle, something that there was, that Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to correct, was more subtle than it just seems like on the surface. And it gets a new pshat in the story over here. We have to go back to Parshas Chukas. Perek Chof Aleph.
I'm sorry, which prayer?
Perek Chof Aleph. Pasuk Chof Aleph. Right at Shvi, Parshas Chukas. Chof Aleph. Bnei Yisrael are en route to Eretz Yisrael, and they encounter different nations. Edom, the giants in Bashan, Melech HaBashan, and Sichon, Melech HaAmori. So here in this episode with Sichon, in this encounter, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon, Melech HaAmori, Lemar, they dispatch messengers to Sichon saying, in the right place, 444 it should be.
I'm sorry,
444.
Thank you.
Yeah. Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon, Melech HaAmori, Lemar. So they send an emissary and they say, Ebra ba'artzecha, we would like to cross over your land. Lo need to be sort of a cherem, we won't mess up your fields, your vineyards. Lo nishta may be'er, we won't take up your water supply. Bederech ha'melech ne'el, we'll go straight through, because it's our easiest route to get to Eretz Yisrael, which is our destination. Pasikav gimav aleino san sichin is Yisrael avar b'gvulot. Sichin did not allow them to cross over their border. Why didn't they allow them? Rashi tells us a fascinating thing. Rashi says in Pasuk Chav Gimel V'Loinos and Sichin, L'Fishakol Malchi Kenan Hayimal Leimas. They collected a tax from all the nations in Eretz Kenan to be the border patrol, that no one should go through into Kenan, and they were stationed outside. And they said, "Listen, Sichin, we'll pay you a nice amount. You make sure nobody comes through."
Who was paying it?
All the people in Canaan, all the nations in Canaan, the 31 kings. So they're making a hefty sum. Right? It all boils down to money. You know, who has the oil? Will we stick up for the Jew? Well, it depends. You know, we're really neutral, but, you know, but we're getting paid. So that's why Sichon didn't let them go in. Fine. So what happened? The Pasuk continues and says, Vayesav Sichon es kol amoy. They gathered his whole nation. And they went out to the Midbar to Eretz Yisrael. They didn't wait till Bnei Yisrael came into their land, to their metropolis, and then they went to battle. After they dispatched these messengers, Sichon and all his nation went out of their cities and went out to the Midbar. Vayilochem b'Yisrael, and they fought against Yisrael. And indeed, what happened? It was a great miracle, a great victory. Hashem allowed Klal Yisrael to win. Vayakei Yisrael v'ficharav, and they destroyed them. So Rashi says, Vayetzi likras Yisrael. Rashi says like this, that Cheshbon, which is this whole fortified cities of Sichon, and all of his cities within that, was extremely fortified. Rashi says, even if there were just gnats, even if there were Yatushin over there, you wouldn't be able to penetrate the fortification of the city. And not only that, even if there was easy to penetrate the walls of the city, but then you have to fight with this mighty warrior, Sichon. And this was both. You had a fortified city of Cheshbon, and you had a mighty warrior and his troops of Sichon. How are they going to win? So Hashem says, I'm going to make them do like this. I'll give them this idea in their mind that they'll come out of their cities. All of them will come out of their cities and fight, and the battleground will be in the desert. No fortifications. You're just dealing with a mighty warrior. Hashem says, I'll make a miracle. They'll fight and they'll win. So after that battle, what happened? All the men of Sichon were destroyed in battle. And then Klal Yisrael continues to go further in, and only the women and the children are there in the cities. Well, that was an easy victory. They chased them all out. As Rashi says, "Umisham halchu Yisrael al ha'arim v'lo einam nimgul negdam." Nobody's standing against them. There's no more troops. Ki einish al lashim etav. There's only women and children. So they chased them all out. And as the pasuk continues here, pasuk chavdalar over here, vayiresh es artzay, and they inherited all the lands of Sichon. May arnein ad yabek ad bnei amen ki azvula vayigach Yisrael leis kol ha'arim ha'ele. Klal Yisrael took all of these cities. So they basically took over entire towns, entire cities. So Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben said like this, Moshe Rabbeinu, we have a lot of cattle. It's going to take a lot of time to set up all the places we need for this cattle. Our children and families, that's not going to be so much time. Why? Because we already have built cities, built homes. It's all, the streets are made, the roads are taken care of, the houses are there. We just walked right in. We want to live in those places, in those cities. So, in other words, they weren't just saying we're neglecting our children. They said, we don't have to put in so much effort and time into them. Because look, we have all their cities already built for us, tailor-made. We're going to walk right in. So that's why they put difference. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu telling them? So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? No. This is your mistake. He says, you think, well, we'll go in. We have these cities. We have their houses. He says, no, you can't go and just live in those cities, in those houses. That's not going to be a good influence for your children and your families. Why? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Benu lachem aram latapchem, back here in Parshas Matos, Lamed Beis Chav Dalet. Benu lachem aram latapchem, I want you to build new cities. Those cities you get rid of. Because you're going to walk into their houses. What do you think they had in their houses?
Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, they had Avodah Zarah. They probably had entertainment centers in every room. Who knows what they had over there? Yeah. And they lived like people who are from Amiri lived. They look like Amirim. They lived like Avodah Zarah. So you think, well, just take over the house. There's no harm done. We have them. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, that's what you have to change it all around. Change it all around. Your children, your family can't live the way these guys lived. And you see how Maduik is. Look what they end off over here. Back in Parshas Matos, Perek Lamed Beis. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, let's start. Vayitan la Moshe levnei Gad levnei Reuven melechatzi yishev menashe ben Yehuda ben Mes mamlecha sichim melecha meiri vesamlecha sichim melecha boshen haoretz laoreho begvulois arei haoretz soviv. He gave them all those lands, right? Pasuk lamed dalet vayivnu levnei Gad as divain, they rebuilt as divain vesatoreis vesaroyer. Sounds familiar?
Yeah.
These cities. So they built for their families and they built for their tzayin. They built Cheshbon. Cheshbon was built already. That means they rebuilt Cheshbon. And here we'll see what Rashi says in the next pasuk. Pasuk lamed ches. Ves nevoi, ves baal me'oin. Musabois shem, v'yes sivma. And vayikru v'sheimais es shmeis harim asher banu. What's going on over here? Says Rashi in pasuk lamed ches. Nevoi and baal me'oin were shemeis avedah zarahim. V'hoyu ha'amoyriyim koyrim arayim al shem avedah zarah shalem. Means all the cities were built with names of Avodah Zarah. That means that symbolized that this is what means. They had certain billboards up in Cheshbon. So Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven figured, listen, we'll go in. It's okay. They already have all the everything that we need is taken care of. The names of the cities, the names of the roads, whatever, the billboards. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, destroy everything they had. All the Avodah Zarah you have to get rid of. Whatever remnants, even though the people are not there, but the influence is still there. and you start from scratch, you rebuild. And that's exactly what B'nai Gadam and Reuven did. Vesnevoi Vesbal Ma'ain, all of these cities and these roads and towns that had names of Avodah Zarah, they switched it all around, they rebuilt it and renamed it. They renamed all of the cities. They renamed all of the roads, all of the towns. They said that this is the place you're going to have to live over here. Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is what the Medrash is saying. You didn't realize of what type of priority you have to put to your children before your tzayim, before your cattle. Not just do you have a place for them, but what type of place to them do you have for them? You realize that you're going to go now for the next 14 years and leave your wives and children home because you're going to fight a battle in Eretz Yisrael against Canaan. You have to make sure to first set them up properly without any remnant left of the Avodah Zarah from the Emiri, from the Emiriim. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was pointing out to them, and this is indeed what B'nai Gadam B'nai Reuven were taught at this point in time. And indeed, what Rashi says, that you made the Iker Tufel Iker, could be understood with this pshat in a much more subtle level. But nonetheless, this is a nice idea that we learn from this parasha. I good.